Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is America's top-rated sportsbook app, and you need to download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups, like your chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. All you have to do is pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you win. Simple and easy. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HUGE when you sign up. It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is our number three on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Conversation in this broadcast is centered around the Masters. We also talked about Aaron Henry done at Michigan State, turning pro. Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com talked about the Michigan spring game / scrimmage, both offense, defense, and special teams. Gave us an update on Juwan Howard and Michigan hoops looking ahead. And the Winks and the Caps have pulled off a big trade. Anthony Mantha is off to Washington. Stevie Y pulls off a pretty good deal. Jakub Vrana, Richard Panik, two forwards, and a 2021 first-round pick and a 2022 second-round pick for Mantha. That looks like a win for the Wings. And now the Caps hit their salary cap. They say that Jakub Vrana is a stud forward. Stevie Y, you have to trust him, man. When you look at what he did with Tampa Bay and built them into a Stanley Cup champion, he will do that in Detroit. So busy afternoon. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add the Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Inside this hour, our PGA Tour insiders will join us to look back at the Masters down in Augusta. What a weekend of golf it was. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live in a few moments. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. And also my conversation with Mark Wilson, PGA rules official on Hideki Matsuyama, providing a stellar Saturday and Sunday of golf. A little over 2.1 million. What I wouldn't give to play the game of golf for a living. Man. Would that not be the best? Love the game. Can't get enough of it. And the Masters was special. Let's go talk about Hideki Matsuyama and everything happening down in Augusta. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live is standing by. He'll join us in a moment. Is Billy there? Brett, you're giving me a weird look. Like he's there, not there. Is he out on a golf course probably? With the nice weather, I'm seeing the sun. I was ready to go to him, and then you gave me the weird look. like he's not there. So we'll talk to Bill Hobson here in a few moments. What, a bad cell connection? I guarantee he's golfing. It's a Monday afternoon. I know he's golfing. He's Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live. I also want to remind everybody that with our new friends from Mr. Car Wash, with I think over 30 locations across the huge radio network and home of that unlimited monthly wash pass club, we're looking for the dirtiest car in Michigan, and this is a way you could win a year of unlimited car washes at your local Mr. Car Wash. You just need to drop a photo of your dirty vehicle. That's all you need to do, and you'll be entered. You can do that at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook through the end of April. We'll announce that winner, I think, May 1, here or that first week of May on the Huge Radio Network. And we want to welcome Mr. Car Wash and their 30-plus locations to The Huge Show. But the dirtiest car in Michigan, submit your photo, simple and easy. Do that. Add Huge Show on Twitter. You'll see the post, The Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go talk about the weekend at Augusta. What a weekend of golf it was. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Billy?
I'm good. I'm not as good as Hideki Matsuyama or Will Zalatoris, but I'm all right. I'm doing well.
Matsuyama's always had that consistent, smooth swing. He has the mental makeup where from 10 years ago, the low AM at the Masters to winning it 10 years later, I'm not surprised. I think the story beyond what Matsuyama did in becoming the first Japanese citizen to win the Masters was, man, when I look at that Zalatoris guy, there's something about him that might be the full package.
Boy, he's been on somebody's radar, some of the long-term and the college experts kind of radars for quite some time. And if you look at kind of the beneath the headline story on him, realize that this season he has six top 10 finishes in 15 starts. And those are all on sponsor exemptions. He's not fully exempt. He's not a PGA Tour member right now, which is really weird, but they have some convoluted system where for him to get on this year, he's got to win something. So he now has earned unlimited sponsor exemptions, and you can bet he'll be getting a lot of them. But this guy shows up to play, shows up to win, and he has really staked out a name for himself. And I'm hoping, Billy, that now with the $1.24 million he got for second place, that he'll head to the buffet and put on a little meat, because I can't imagine being that skinny and hitting the ball that far. It hurts me personally to see that happen.
Yeah, those tall, skinny kids who can just coil and turn and launch it, it's amazing. He really does represent what is that next generation of golf. But let's go back to Hideki Matsuyama. And that rain delay might have been the best thing that happened to him on his way to that green jacket.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And here's the strange thing about that, Billy. It seems like the best players in the world could not figure out that the greens were slower after the rain, except for Hideki. He went on a tear. He couldn't miss anything. He was on fire. And everybody else on Saturday afternoon was leaving every putt so short it was driving me insane. And I still can't quite fully understand. They're so good, they're so smart, they're so instinctual, but nobody, and I mean nobody, was getting the ball to the hole, except for Hideki. And that's really when he won the tournament. On Sunday, he played okay. Nobody really came after him. Xander was right there, and then Xander, of course, committed what is one of the most, it's just a crushing, but it's also a head-scratching error with all that room to the right on number 16 to hit that little cracker into the water was really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, the triple bogey, because you think about, and Matsuyama knew what he needed to do, and he not limping in, but just being conservative. You know, he wanted to make sure he got the green jacket, but if, let's just say, it's a par on 16, you start to think that, are we headed towards a playoff? Is it different on 17 and 18 for Matsuyama? If Schauffele would be sitting there at 10 under, right?
Yes. Yeah, right alongside him. They would have had a one-shot difference between them with that par. And at the very worst, you just can't make a triple. You just can't do it. And on the same day, by the way, he had a double and a triple on his card. You can't really expect to win when that's what the card looks like. Now, that looks like a card you and I would put together, except he had a lot more circles in other places. So he put together four straight birdies, had to be feeling great. And then came to 16, and everything kind of fell apart. To Xander's credit, by the way, and I want to make this point about golf and about why it's such a great character revealing sport. You know, just a couple moments after he putts out and he's done, and his guts are just ripped out by what happened. They're asking Xander about Hideki, and he just talks about him in glowing terms. He gives credit to the champion. And there's a lot of guys who would have either passed entirely on the interview moment or really had to struggle to spit out some words, not because they wouldn't like the guy who won, but because they were just devastated by this life-changing moment slipping through their fingers. So tip of the cap to Xander Schauffele for being classy in defeat, because that's not easy to do. That was a tough one.
What I love about the Masters is that you can finish in a tie for 21st and be Victor Hovland, and you're still going to cash a $119,600 paycheck, or it's wired into your bank account after the event. Amazing.
Billy, in 1986, when Jack won at age 46, his first place check was $330,000. A few years later, about a decade later, a young man by the name of Eldrick Woods came along. And we now see where all of those dollars have gone through the roof. Listen, for everybody out there who doesn't like Tiger, and that's okay. I know there are a lot of people who don't. At the very least, you have to acknowledge that he changed the entire trajectory of the financial picture in the world of professional golf for men and women. And, 330 was nothing to sneeze at back in 1986. But Hideki just cashed $2 million and second place $1.24 and on down the list, like you mentioned. It is mind-blowing to realize that if you're not going to win, so you're way, way back from Hideki, you're still grinding for 10th place or 12th place for a couple of reasons. One, you get a return invitation to next year's Masters, which goes to the top 12 finishers. But two, there's major dollars at stake on every last putt. And, man, when you're talking about third place money being, 800-something, it's just crazy to see the dollars flying out there.
And think of your Will Zalatoris, a 24-year-old who played golf at Wake Forest. And that last night or this morning, you look in your bank account, and there's $1.24 million plus 2,000 and a little change sitting there when you check your mobile bank app, huh?
Yeah, it's funny to me that they don't round it off to straight up zeros, but they actually do the $42.28 kind of a thing, because it's all based on a percentage of the overall pot. But whenever you can cash that kind of check, and let me look down a couple of the other names. Seventh place, Justin Rose, $385,000, $250. Tied for eighth, Patrick Reed and Corey Connors, both at $356,500. And then down to 12th place was 7 guys tied at 12th place earned $264,500 apiece. If one of them makes one more putt, it's worth an additional $23,000. You start doing the math on every stroke over the course of 4 days, and not only as a player, can you easily identify those couple of shots that maybe would have gotten you into play with Hideki. I mean, he only won by one, right? So this is not a blowout win. But you also start thinking about the dollars that add up for every last shot. And if you do that during your round, by the way, you'll just curl up into a fetal position and not be able to strike the ball.
One thing I love about the Masters, and Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, the radio version heard on a lot of these huge radio network affiliates, the TV version on Bally Sports Detroit. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. The Masters will set up what could be great years. I know last year we had it because of the pandemic in November, but we talked about Zalatoris. Jordan Spieth seems to be making that comeback at the top of leaderboards. Shoffley, even with the triple, seems to have the demeanor to win tournaments this year. And John Rahm, with that 66 on Sunday, I still think, you know, he's one of the best in the world. But the key is, that's not a big hitter course at Augusta. And you watch DeChambeau with his plus five and guys like DJ not even make the cut, or Rory. The game of golf is at such a good place right now, especially with more influx from young players like Zalatoris, and now you get Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese citizen to win, the male, to win a green jacket. Amazing.
Billy, he's going back to a hero's welcome. Like, the ticker tape canyon of heroes down, you know, in downtown New York kind of a thing, because he won the Masters. It's something that I don't think many of us can comprehend how big a deal it is, except they mentioned yesterday, and there's been a lot of talk about it today, that he'll most likely be, either he or Ichiro will be the ones to light the Olympic flame. It's kind of mind-blowing to think that a Masters fan, when somebody wins the Masters who is an American, yeah, they do a little spin on the late-night show with Fallon and Kimmel, and feel like they're a fish out of water because very few viewers in general know who they are. When you win this major title and you go back to Japan, and don't forget, they also won from the women's side at the women's AM just 8 days prior. There's a hero's welcome, and the estimate was that this could, over the course of his lifetime, could be worth in the neighborhood of $1 billion for Hideki, because he will be the fill in the blank, the Michael Jordan, the whatever celebrity level of Japan for quite some time. It's interesting to see a culture elevate that champion, whereas we would think it was cool. We would certainly tip our caps to him, and, you know, it would be fun, but it wouldn't change the trajectory of their lives to that degree. But he's about to walk right into that. So there were some pictures this morning of him at the airport. By himself, flying commercial. He had a flight from Atlanta to Chicago, and then Chicago back home to Japan, where his family is. And he's sitting at the gate, not in a private lounge. He's sitting at the gate, got his headphones on. He's got a Masters hat on that he bought. It was like just the word Masters on it. And he's sitting there with the green jacket in a garment bag just folded over his lap while he's looking at his phone. That's the picture online this morning. And, you know, you're used to seeing entourages, and you're certainly used to seeing private jets. These guys are flying commercial. Nobody's bothering him. Nobody's coming up to him. It's just the Masters champ sitting at the gate with his jacket. It's kind of a surreal picture.
Might be the last time he flies commercial while golfing during his playing days. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing somebody's going to jump on that, either based out of Japan, in the U.S., or another country. Bill Hobson, Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA Tour insiders. Radio version Saturday mornings, heard on most of these huge radio network stations, and also the Michigan Golf Live TV version on Fox Sports Detroit. Always check your local listings. Billy, appreciate the commentary and insight on Augusta, and we'll catch up soon during the next major.
I hope so, man. I'll be over your way in a couple weeks, and maybe we can tee it up.
Sounds good, Billy. Let me know, all right?
All right. See you later.
All right, Bill Hobson joining us on the Meyer guest line. Speaking of golf, Meyer proud to welcome back the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. That will take place third week of June this summer at the beautiful Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of Grand Rapids. All the ticket and tourney information at MeyerLPGAClassic.com. And most importantly, all the proceeds benefit the Meyer Simply Give program, something they do in every community they serve, where they're giving back to local food pantries. I want to salute Kathy Cooper and her team, putting together one of the best LPGA stops, along with our friends from Dow and the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, which will happen in July at the Midland Country Club, which is awesome. Our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area know that. And they do the two-person team event, which is cool to see because it's different. Then you throw in the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. And we are blessed to be one of the great golf states in America. And when you have people like the Gilberts and Rocket Mortgage and Dow and their leadership and Meyer and Kathy Cooper and Rick Keyes and the Meyer family, and you have the resources and the people behind your event, it's why they're three of the best events on the golf tours. So make sure you take part this summer, and I hope as we climb out of this pandemic that as many fans as possible will be able to experience a Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, third week of June, Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of Grand Rapids, a Dow LPGA two-person team event, the Great Lakes Bay Invitational in July. And then the Rocket Mortgage Classic, I think it's 4th of July week. We'll be talking about all three events as we get closer this spring and into the summer. To the callers online, stick around. We'll get to your huge opinions. Also, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. His thoughts on the weekend in Augusta. He'll join us next on the Meyer Guest Line.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
2020 was a struggle for Tigers starting pitcher Michael Fulmer. He was coming back from Tommy John surgery. He was limited to three innings to start. His stuff wasn't the same. He got hit hard. But Fulmer says 2020 was a key step in the process, trying to get back to the stuff that made him Rookie of the Year in 2016. In 2020, he learned smoother mechanics to keep pressure off his surgically repaired right knee. What he lost was the explosiveness that had given all of his pitches life. After a slow start this spring, A.J. Hinch moved him to the bullpen, hoping a new routine would help him become more aggressive on the mound. And man, did it work. Fulmer has regained the velocity and life on his fastball. The slider is nasty again, and now Michael Fulmer is back in the Tigers' rotation, looking a lot like that guy from 2016.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Take the wheel and let's go for a spin. Every Friday and Saturday in April at Saginaw Eagles Landing, our prize wheel is loaded with big time winning, like premium play, complimentary meals and hotel stays, and bonus entries into the grand prize drawing on April 30th for a new Ford Mustang. So get ready and let's go for a spin. Only at Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Let your fun out. Visit saginaw-eagleslanding.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute's free virtual public lecture series continues on Thursday, May 13th with Fueling the Immune System. VAI scientists will discuss the critical relationship between metabolism and the immune system. You can register to attend this virtual public lecture at vai.org.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here telling everybody in Michigan to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE to get a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes, he is our executive producer. We are inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center in Michigan will stay in our state. For a location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go talk to Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel. He was at Augusta. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Rex?
You know what? It was an exciting weekend. I wish it was a little bit more exciting, but we certainly got a good champion.
Hey, before I get to your thoughts on Hideki Matsuyama winning, does Augusta do like did there used to be like a drawing where media members could play on Monday? Am I right there, or did that used to happen, and or doesn't happen anymore?
No, it still happens. There was a drawing this week. I did not get pulled because I was coming home. I had to come home for some high school lacrosse games. But, yeah, no, guys still get drawn, and it's still something to really look forward to. It's very special.
Yeah, it's awesome at Augusta. From the weekend, Hideki Matsuyama, the rain delay, thunder, lightning, he really seemed focused coming out of that, and that was the difference as he held on to win. Your thoughts on Hideki winning that, and what other highlights did you take from the weekend in Georgia?
I mean, it was such a special weekend for him, and it was kind of nondescript, which is perfect for Hideki Matsuyama because he's been on tour for 10 years now, and I guarantee there aren't many riders that know much about him, and that's the way he likes it. He likes to be under the radar, he's shy, he's a little uncomfortable in the spotlight, but when, you know, we're always going to look back at this Masters 10 years from now, and we're going to say, well, this is how he won it, and he made birdie here, and, you know, he saved par there. It was at 65 on Saturday, and you don't say that very often at Augusta. Normally, we're talking about the back nine on Sunday and everything, the fireworks, and who did make birdies and who didn't make birdies. But in this particular case, he really won it with that 65, and he established the big lead and was able to play prevent defense on Sunday, and it's impressive. I love sort of the precedent that it sets, at least in my mind, that we always talk about the Masters being a putting contest, and but that's not the case. Hideki's not a great putter, but he's a great ball striker. And this kind of proves that once and for all, that you don't have to be a great putter, but you do have to be able to control your golf ball.
Yeah, the shot makers beyond putting. And you ask Xander Schauffele about shot making and his triple, and you know, Hideki was just smooth. He was under control. The temperament, everything came together, and he hung on with that 73 on Sunday, and he wins the green jacket. And the launch of the Will Zalatoris career, I think, will be something fun to watch.
It will be. And it's funny. I mean, I'm in the golf business and golf media business, and you like to think that I know a lot about Will. A year ago, I didn't know who Will Zalatoris was. And obviously, over the last year, we've gotten to know him, and I've gotten to be impressed with him. Obviously, what he was able to do at Augusta this week is beyond impressed. I mean, he's a 24-year-old. He has just so much confidence. But the part that gets me is, over the last 12 months, he owned his way on the PGA Tour when there was really only one way to do that. And I was talking with his performance coach on Sunday morning about this and asking him, does he understand what kind of pressure he's going to face on Sunday at the Masters? And he said he's been facing this kind of pressure for a long time. Like, I mean, he's, over the last year with the pandemic and everything that's gone into it, he's had to make big putts and he's had pressure situations, and he's lived up to them every single turn. He's going to be a special player. And people kind of talk about, well, he's not a good putter. And as I just pointed out with Hideki, you don't have to be. You can be an average putter if you're a really good ball striker on tour, and Will's a really good ball striker.
Man, and he can shape that ball. I mean, as good as anybody I've ever seen in golf. So it'll be fun to watch. Great leaderboard. Matsuyama wins, which is a worldwide story. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. Enjoy those high school lacrosse games with the family, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Rex Hoggard joining us on the Meyer guest line. And like I said, MeyerLPGAClassic.com. You want info on that event coming to the Blythefield Country Club, Plainfield Township, just north of GR. All proceeds benefit the Simply Give program, which gives back to local food pantries in all communities that you'll find your local Meyer store. MeyerLPGAClassic.com if you want info.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they offer up two 18-hole masterpieces when it comes to golf. They have all the accommodations, including the world-famous lodge and more, the amenities, the restaurants, the service. So it's time for you to book a stay-and-play package. Great rates are happening right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. They also cater to weddings, receptions, functions, outings, and more. Now is the time to book your event at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com and experience their 36 holes or a weekend getaway, or maybe you and the partners from your business get together. Everything you need 24/7 is at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Go talk about an incredible weekend of golf in Augusta, Georgia at the Masters. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, also part of the prestigious Ferris State University Golf Management Program in Big Rapids here on the west side of the state. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line, and man, start to finish, four incredible days of golf.
Hi, Bill. Masters is always an exciting week, whether it's played in April or November. And this one was certainly no exception, with a unique champion from Japan, Matsuyama. And well-deserved. He played well, especially on Saturday. That was really the deciding factor for him.
Yeah, after the lightning and thunderstorm delay, and he talked about it with his interpreter after that round, that when he came back, he hit every shot he wanted to, which is very rare when you're talking about the highest level of golf at the biggest tournament in the world.
Absolutely, and he was one of the few that took advantage of the weather conditions, the softening of the greens after the rain. And, you know, really, we've watched a lot of basketball over the last couple of months, and this is similar. You know, the coaches say basketball is a game of scoring runs. He was the only one that went on this scoring run, 6 under par from 11 through 17, and that was essentially what put the tournament away. Nobody else could capitalize on the soft green conditions. In fact, if anything, you noticed that it really hindered some of the putting. They just couldn't adjust to the speed. But for Matsuyama, he hit all the shots close enough where the putting really didn't matter. The speed didn't matter, especially in that stretch.
The Schauffele triple bogey on 16. Man, he was coming, and you looked at Matsuyama, and I know not that he was playing it safe, but he kind of was, and bogeying three of the final four holes just to make sure he got the green jacket. But, you know, you look back and think, if Schauffele just pars 16, what would that finish been like at Augusta?
Well, absolutely, because he finishes at minus seven as it is, so three shots out of the victory with Matsuyama at minus 10. And, you know, obviously, Shoffley's an accomplished player, but at the moment, he misjudged the wind condition. And really, I think most experienced players would tell you to play the shot over the water and then back toward the green. And he really did the opposite. He played the ball so that it would finish toward the trouble. And then, obviously, when he mishit it, it did finish in the trouble. The other play to make would be to hit the big cut and leave it way up on the top right. But you can see that putt was not easy from up there. Matsuyama three-putted it from there.
Will Zalatoris, we talked about him on our opening round conversation last Thursday. He made a splash, runner-up to Matsuyama, and he looks like a keeper and a guy who's going to be winning tournaments for years to come.
Yes, and he's only played in 15 tour events. I liked the comparison on Saturday that one of the broadcasters made to Johnny Miller. A lot of your listeners are a little too young and only remember him as a TV broadcaster, but in the early 1970s, especially in the spring, there was nobody better than Johnny Miller. And he had that skinny 28-inch waist and that blonde hair and just a real outstanding player, hit the ball solidly. And you can see that in Zalatoris, so I thought it was an interesting comparison. Plus, there's a Michigan connection. This second place by himself, the last time that happened at the Masters for a rookie, was Dan Pohl in 1982.
And I know Dan through the Polecat near Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant, and I've seen him at numerous charity golf tournaments, including Kaylee's Cure up at Dumaglass in Charlevoix. He came close to winning that as a rookie, didn't he?
Yes, at 82 Masters, he lost the playoff to Craig Stadler and finished second by himself.
Wow. As a rookie? I didn't know he was a rookie. Wow.
Yeah, he was a rookie at the Masters that year. So this second place by Zalatoris by himself, the last time it was done was by Mount Pleasant's own Dan Pohl.
And by the way, Zalatoris at 24 out of Wake Forest, who went to college on an Arnold Palmer golf scholarship, pocketed $1.24 million for his weekend at Augusta. Nice.
Yeah, pretty good weekend. I heard you mention earlier it would definitely pay the greens fees for a while if you took your friends out to play.
I said if those pros had to be like us, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to cover all four. I got all four. And throw a sleeve of balls in there too. The leaderboard. Jordan Spieth, his up and down play. But at the end of the day, he finished tied for third, and you're sensing he may be back. He's not quite there yet, but 7-under at the Masters, only 3-off, tying for first or forcing a playoff, a strong finish by Spieth.
I agree, and, you know, we talked about him. He was sort of my pick all week based on his win from the week before, and this is his fifth top three finish at the Masters tournament. Of course, he won. But fifth top three finish, and it's hard to finish in the top three. So that's quite a nice record for Spieth. And yes, I do look for him to play well. Three majors left this year, and I look for him to continue to improve. And I think he said that, too, in some of the interviews afterwards.
Rory McIlroy, when you look at his play, not even making the cut, what's up with him? Swing change, equipment change. We watch all the golfers, even Tiger's gone through it, that they always want something longer, tighter. They want something, a swing or the way they do it that nobody else does. But there's McIlroy with a 76-74. There are some really notable names who didn't play well this past weekend down in Georgia.
Yeah, McIlroy was one. Jason Day was another one. I was sorry to see Lee Westwood not play well because he's played so well, and he's a really nice man. Actually, he and Justin Rose have been, a number of them have been gentlemen, and every time I've had any interactions with them over the years. But with McIlroy, I heard an interesting comment by Brandel Chamblee that I thought was may be appropriate. I think sometimes the players are looking for too much coaching, and that maybe for McIlroy, the best thing to do would be to go out on the range by himself. Obviously, the players are smart enough about their own swings, and maybe just look for the corrections without a lot of coaching. Just go out and try to find it, and then don't, overanalyze it. And that might not be a bad idea, because he certainly has the ability and the potential. And interestingly, you know, the next major coming up, the PGA Championship at Kiawah, was where he won in 2012. And so, you know, maybe that will bring him some good luck coming up in May.
Defending Masters champion Dustin Johnson didn't make the cut. 5 over, 74-75. You mentioned Westwood, who had a 78 on day one, a 71 day two, 5 over. Yeah, and, you know, just some good names. You mentioned Jason Day that didn't get to Saturday. It tells you about Augusta. It's not a long hitter's course. Another guy at plus five who did make the cut was DeChambeau. So it's about making shots and making putts, and Matsuyama did it the right way and won it.
He sure did, absolutely. And like we said, really that stretch on Saturday was what won it for him. And hit a lot of greens. Zalatoris hit a lot of greens, and so did Jordan Spieth. And that's a key there, because you need to get it fairly close. The putting's difficult.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, we can talk about his up-and-down play, but I think wired to his bank account, he got $667,000 for finishing in a tie for third. And quietly, John Rahm fired a 6-under, 66 after three straight par rounds, and he jumped all the way up into a tie for fifth.
Yes, and again, certainly has the potential to break through at any time, a great round. And sometimes you see that on Sunday with players who, obviously the prize money makes a difference, but for some of these players, really just shooting a good score, going out early and shooting a good score. I've seen it many times in the majors where someone will make a huge move, and that's a big benefit from a prize money standpoint, but sometimes they're playing with very little pressure early in the day, and they just go out and play well. You know who else played well, really, for his age, I thought, was Phil Mickelson. Tied with Harris English, Shane Lowry, Justin Thomas, and Victor Hovland. Pretty good finish, really.
You know, one thing the Masters should do, and speaking of the seniors and the guys that are older, they should have that 50 and over, just like they celebrate the low amateur, and Matsuyama won that 10 years ago, which is another part of this amazing journey. But almost at Augusta, that weekend, those four rounds, there would be a Masters senior champion from the golfers who make the cut, who are older, who post the lowest score, and they're honored. Just like they, in a Lee Elder, that tribute with Jack and Gary Player there made me cry. It was so good, so well done by Augusta and also CBS, that, you know, you would honor, and that way you're always at the end of the tournament while you're honoring the low amateur and obviously the winner of the green jacket. You're also paying homage to a legend, probably, if somebody's 50 or over, or somebody who surprised the field.
That's an interesting thought. Obviously, it's a tournament of a lot of great tradition.
Right.
And, that certainly could be another added tradition that would add something. But you're right. Thursday's ceremony with Lee was spectacular and just really exciting to have him included. I've been to that first tee ceremony before, and it's pretty interesting. It's just so exciting to see the way the tournament starts. Unique.
Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, one of our PGA Tour insiders. I know with the pandemic, and you have a different schedule now. When's your next tournament?
Well, all things being equal, I will talk to you live from the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island. And I'll be at the U.S. Open in San Diego at Torrey Pines and at the Ryder Cup in September in Wisconsin.
Well, we are so lucky to have Mr. Wilson on the Huge Show across Michigan. My friend, great work, great commentary on the Masters, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a great afternoon, Bill. Thanks again.
Wrapping up a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download it today. Always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. When you sign up, use the promo code HUGE. How about the better that put $100 on a Hideki Matsuyama and won $5,100 on the DraftKings Sportsbook app? I also saw a 12-teamer parlay that they tweeted out. $50 won a better over $75,000. 24/7, all of our podcasts, all of our interviews, everything you need when it comes to the show, it's free. And you can peruse and also listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Everything is there for you, courtesy of Superfly Hayes at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.